We will trust in the Lord with all our hearts and will bring offerings to him and exalt in his mighty ways. For who can know the depths of his wisdom and provision? In you we trust, Jesus, with all our hearts. Keep us resolute in you, no matter what goes on around us. Amen. Well, my dear ones, we were given the word this night that I believe points to a little bit more time, possibly around 2 years. But Our Lady was not explicit, as you will see from her quote below. 2 more years while the dark side takes the reins of the planet and turns it into a living hell. And along with this understanding, I've made a conscious decision not to hold my precious husband, Ezekiel, back from the Lord. We were given a word years ago that he would be healed here and we would be raptured together. But recently the Lord gave him a choice to stay or go. He chose to stay for our sake. And we thought the rapture would be in the fall. Well, he imparts a great deal of wisdom and empathy to every member of the community and is dearly loved for his genuine caring and interest in each one. He'll spend hours listening to a soul that really needs to be heard. I know I'm thinking like a human, but since he keeps pushing the date back, the Lord, that is, I wonder if his promise still holds. I thought we could hang on until the rapture, certainly if it had happened this fall. Before the Lord asked the Father for more time, Ezekiel has been suffering so very much, I could not ask that he stay just for me. The torment of seeing him suffer 2 more years is more than I can bear. So I've told the Lord that I will no longer hold him back. But I believe he made a promise to me that Ezekiel would be healed. But something really has to change. I don't know what it is. Maybe if all of you pray, there will be a change. Ezekiel and I just talked about this. And we realize that the Lord just might allow us still to be raptured almost together, him from the grave and me from our little hermitage. I believe the ways of the Lord are not to be put in a box. And who knows when the rapture happens, how much time there will be from the time the sleeping souls are raised and we who are still awake will be raised. He didn't make it a point of telling us whether it would be hours, minutes, or seconds. So it just might be a shorter interval, like the twinkling of an eye, maybe? It is the monastic tradition that souls know the time of their departure ahead of time, and I've been feeling a tug at my heart to release him from this horrible suffering, and that somehow there would be joy in all of this. My readings tonight, when I asked about him, were patience, about how the farmer waits for the harvest. And in the Imitation of Mary book, preparation for death. And then in the Bible Promises again, joy. You will go out with joy and the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Wow, that sounds like a healed husband going up in a rapture to me. Dear ones, please forgive my weak faith and pray for stronger faith. Then I went and pulled a card from the Rhema box of maybe 2,000 cards we've made in the last 40 years for Ezekiel and I. And it said, "Your end draws near and comes. Your time has expired." Woof. If this is true, I am at peace with letting him go, but I am not at peace with seeing him suffer any longer, because I want to keep him here. 2 years is just too much to see him suffer as he is. So, Lord, I place him completely in your hands as to when he goes to be with you, or if you will still keep your promise. I can tell you this much. Of all the people I've known that have passed, I felt closer to them after their bodies fell asleep than when they were alive. if you've read our book, Chronicles of the Bride, the introduction is all about my mother's death and how much closer we feel now than when she was in her body. Now, about the 2 years, tonight Our Lady said, this is a direct quote, "The next 2 years will be more difficult than you can now imagine as Satan takes the reins of this world. You have studied Revelation. You know what is to happen. Be faithful to reach the world with these messages. Do not allow their disillusionment with the rapture delay to cause them to fall asleep. Rather, rally to wake them up and take action." Wow. She's talking like the warrior queen she's appointed to be in the end times. Every angel and citizen of heaven has appointments, by the way, just like Saint Michael. So it is within the realm of biblical conformity for the great cloud of witnesses. Well, it was after this revelation from her, and I guess you could say I kind of assumed we were going to be around for 2 years because she talked about the next 2 years. But that's not a definite. I mean, the rapture could happen any time. So after I heard this revelation from her, I made the decision to let go, if the Lord chooses. Besides, I know I will be very close to Ezekiel in the spirit realm, as I believe he will be permitted to visit us from heaven and look in on us like the great cloud, at least in the spirit. He will be far more dangerous to the enemy from there than he is from here. Yes, it does hurt deeply to imagine life without him by my side in the physical, but we all have work to do, and I believe his mission is just beginning, very much like Saint Therese, the little flower, that she said she would spend her eternity doing good on earth. I'm genuinely excited for him. And I know the Lord will give me the grace to heal and keep going, no matter what happens. Nevertheless, if the Lord takes him sooner, we will be praying the Lord's suppers for him, for all of us have spots, wrinkles, and blemishes on our wedding gowns. Lord Jesus, is there something you want to say? After a little bit of a wait, he replied, "Yes, beloved, there is. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has the human heart imagined what I've prepared for those who love me." By the way, that's from 1 Corinthians 2:9. "And thank you for trusting me to fulfill my promise to you, perhaps even in a way different from what you're expecting. My first choice is for his healing and the rapture. But just as he saw angels outside his window with trumpets to their mouths, I sensed it as well and fell prostrate before my father, asking him for just a little more time so that my death would not be in vain. But because you have yielded to my will, you will see the fulfillment of my promise to you, even if it should be in a way different than what you thought. This is not the end of your work. There is still much in store for you both to work together. Thank you for trusting me." Well, and here I want to say, please understand, dear family, that my discernment on this subject is shaky and faltering because of the emotional weight of it. So I had to re-edit this message in areas where I felt it was a little, maybe off on discernment, and especially because Mother Elizabeth and some other people got God's faithfulness twice in a row from the Bible promises, and the Lord gave me joy, patience and joy from the Bible promises. Precious family, the timing of the rapture has been set back 3 times that I know of since 2015. When the Lord gave me this promise that Ezekiel would be alive for the rapture, even though he is God, only the Father knows when he will call the trumpets to blow. Much has depended on the cooperation of souls to repent and convert. And because of the hardness of hearts at this time, it is taking much more to bring about so many conversions. And according to the Lord's messages to us, the rapture should have already taken place. But Jesus continues to ask the Father for just a little more time. And so this has meant for Ezekiel more suffering. I really believed he would be healed when we came up here, but we're still waiting, praying, and trusting that whatever God wills is best for all. Perhaps that is my unbelief. I won't know the answer to that until heaven. I do not want to be a part of keeping him here, even though he wants to stay and be with us. He has had many conversations with the Lord about the good he'll be able to do from heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace of heart I have about all of this. Please forgive me if I have been at fault in not praying for him enough. I truly don't know what else I could have done. Please continue to pray for us, precious family, as we set our sails in resoluteness to follow the Lord's plan. This has been a very productive summer with 7 new vocations to the monastic life. Most of them came from different countries in Europe and Asia, stayed for 3 months for training, and then went back to begin their own work with people of their nation. We are also considering another location, perhaps in New Mexico, for a second community that could house more people. We are committed to keeping the community on the mountain very small as the mother house. Thank you for your prayers and support. We still have so much to do here. We are so grateful to all of you, and we pray for you every day. Well, one of Ezekiel's favorite sayings is, God writes straight with crooked lines. Now, I'm still waiting to see this picture, how it's going to turn out. Pray for more faith for us, please. God bless you, dear family.